It's a Fred Nats On Deck pregame show. We have traveled across the Commonwealth here to Fair Lynchburg for the first time in 2023. Eric Bach here with the voice of the Lynchburg Hillcats, Jason Prill, or the Lynchburg Prillcats, as I like to call them. Jason, so good to see you again and ready to get this rocking and rolling this week in Lynchburg.
Yeah, it's great to have you back in the booth and back here in Lynchburg. We're excited to see just what this series will provide. I know Lynchburg's excited, and these two teams have quite a bit of history these last few years, and I think we're going to see a lot of great baseball over the next six or so days.
Fred Nat's season ended in this ballpark last September when the Hillcats won two games in a row here to advance the Carolina League Championship Series. So, Jason, we've already met this year, our two teams have. Fred Nance won two out of three. The Sunday game was in walk-off fashion. Pretty dramatic weekend overall. I mean, there were three pretty close games. I think the two teams are pretty evenly matched. What do you expect from the Hillcats this week coming off a mixed bag week against Salem?
I mean, it's really been a mixed bag season. We have yet to go on a winning streak, and we've yet to have a losing streak. We are the essential 500 team. And I talked to Jordan Smith before the game and asked him about consistency. And he said, well, is that not consistency? It's a pattern. And I you can't argue with that. But I think what you're going to see from the Hillcats today that you didn't see maybe in the first series is aggressive base running. That is something that has been their calling card. And when they steal bases and when they try to stretch a single into a double or go from first to third on a single, that is when they're at their best. They had 12 stolen bases, a minor league baseball record since 2005 when the stat was tracked on Tuesday against Salem. And that's their calling card. That's their staple. When they're in motion and when they can get a good jump and a good read off the pitcher, that's when they're at their best. So if they can really flesh that out early in the series, put some pressure on the Fred Nats pitching, that's where they're going to have their most success.
And I've always, in my 2 years in the Carolina League and talking to other people throughout the league, talking to you, talking to people within Cleveland's organization, the way that the Hillcats have been these past couple years, and last year it took them all the way to the championship series, is, you know, pitching and defense, not a lot of power hitting, you know, moving guys over like small ball. And that's the same this year, is it not?
I mean, that's the Cleveland way. I mean, you look at just how the Guardians have played and how they pieced together a playoff run last year. It was all small ball, and people called it a disgusting brand of baseball. And you could argue that it's not the most – it's not flashy. It's not sexy. It's not the home run ball that a lot of people talk about now in today's modern age of baseball. But it's consistent, and it travels well, and it allows you to put runs on the board – in a consistent pattern. And so that's what Lynchburg has tried to do. That's what pretty much all of Cleveland's minor league system has adopted and adapted towards. And it's really, when you learn to love it, it's a fun brand of baseball to watch because it's messy, it's dirty, it's aggressive, and it's a bit scrappy. It's kind of like the city of Lynchburg in and of itself. It's scrappy, it's blue collar, it's dirty, and it's hardworking. And that's really what has endeared me to watching it. And I know the city is growing to love it as well.
And you went to college at Liberty and decided, you know, post-grad to remain here in Lynchburg. So that certainly speaks to your enjoyment of the place. Speaking of enjoyment of the place, last year when we were here, the clubhouse was kind of a mess, if I'm not going to lie. But the PDL, the Professional Development League agreement, has required clubs in affiliated baseball to significantly upgrade their facilities. And you guys have done that in a big way. When I walked into the visiting clubhouse, I was absolutely floored about the improvements that have taken place here at Bank of the James Stadium. Can you kind of give me the spark notes of what all the work that has been done here?
Yeah, they put a lot of work, and I wish I could give you an exact number. It's definitely more than double the size of what you guys had last year, but they meet all the PDL requirements, and they've completely revamped both clubhouses, brand new lockers, brand new bathrooms, which you don't think of as being a luxury, but in the Carolina League, it can oftentimes get forgotten. I know the guys, at least on the Lynchburg side, are loving the new bathrooms that they have. I know the visiting bathrooms may even be larger than the home ones, which is pretty wild when you think about it. But they put a lot of money, a lot of effort. We got it wrapped up right before opening day, getting it to what is expected and really what I believe to be above and beyond what was expected by anybody. A lot of Cleveland reps came through when they first got here at the start of the year. And some of the returning guys from last year, they walked in and they were just, they couldn't believe it. They looked at it and they're like, this isn't the Lynchburg I remembered. Like, it looks that nice. It's that much better. They have the little drop logo in the ceiling, which it's a staple in every modern day clubhouse. And so they did a lot of good things. The players are excited, and it allows them to have that comfort here at home.
I know the Frednap players that were with us last year when we came to Lynchburg had the exact same reaction. We walked in like, whoa, this is completely different from last year. So, Jason, my friend, thank you so much, and good luck to you and the Prilcats this week.
Absolutely, Derek. Thank you so much, and go Hillcats.
Go Freddies.